It's Thanksgiving week, and we're going to celebrate with some great music from Michael and Patty Turner, known as Boo Radley. They're live in studio with us through the show. They'll be in the second hour. And then from our archive, celebrating 10 years of broadcast history, we have the Fried Turkeys. Yeah, it's going to be great. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
In 1945, Jack Widden started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now, over 70 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom-cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Widden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Widden because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Widden Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Widden wanted, and it's been the Widden way of doing business for over 70 years. Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Widden Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or WiddenGlass.com.
Tallahassee Talks is celebrating 10 years of broadcast history by bringing to you some of our more, I guess you'd say, some of our fondest memories, and, you know, those folks who characterize, I think, in many respects, the nature of what is Tallahassee's, I don't know, community spirit and vision and place in the world and all that sort of thing. Emerging as it is, you may have heard me say this because, you know, I repeat myself. Well, I did say that, didn't I? I'm repeating myself. Tallahassee is a teenager in many respects, looking for her place in the world. Having inherited a history, having lived on a plantation for its early life until, you know, the last number of decades. Yet that plantation way of thinking remains in so many different ways that are sort of sometimes very subtle, other times jarring, in as much as you have these organizations, massive organizations, you know, university campuses and hospitals and corporate holdings, you know, major land holdings that are in the business of pretty much running the table, particularly when you look at the employment base for the metro area. So that's five counties, right? Metro, about 500,000 people. And finding that these larger plantation-like organizations employ them in a manner that is sort of mundane, I guess you'd say, and sort of rudimentary, and do your job, get the pay, and we'll entertain you as we have opportunity. Whether it's, you know, a concert or a football game or whatever. And that's just kind of how the town has run. Not an unusual set of circumstances across the country, for sure. But what I find most curious is this way of thinking that characterizes not only the plantation owner, the holder, the more powerful, it also influences the powerless, those who are the workers, the people down there working the fields, we'd say. Because both parties believe that this is just how God meant it to be. They intend on maintaining their place in life the way it has always been, kind of thing. And so when you begin to look at some of the research in the last, 15, 20 years, one of those pieces to come forward talks about Leon County being the most income entrenched, meaning that if you worked in Leon, if you were born in Leon County and still work here, the chances of you making more money than your parents are the least likely nationwide. I mean, and that came by way of several folks, particularly those that made it their business to look at poverty and income entrenchment and such. Well, there have been several of those kinds of studies. What I experienced personally began back 40 years ago. Okay, so coming to Florida State University, graduate student, working on a PhD in social research and such and family studies. And a friend of mine was a member at a local church, a little Baptist church, and they were looking for some help with their youth program, and I'd done quite a bit of that work from my hometown in Seattle, Washington. So anyway, so I went to work with this small church, and I remember after maybe a month, the pastor's wife approaching me to say, "Now, you remember that you're in the South." Okay. "And these are Southside people that you're dealing with here." Southside people. Okay. So I didn't quite understand what that meant to be a Southside person, but I soon learned. Southside meaning you've come from humble beginnings, you will remain in humble status, and don't expect to change. Don't expect that you're going to move on beyond where you are. And there was a kind of satisfaction with that, a kind of, resolution that said, yeah, we're Southside and that's just the way it is. That's the way it was for my mama and my papa and their parents. And I mean, it's generational, we'd say. Well, so here we are. In 2021, hoping that some of that is peeling away. Some of that is being challenged, mostly economically, and in a large part because you've got people who've decided that they're going to do something more with their lives. They're going to press beyond what they've been told they can or can't do or are capable of doing. And our guests today are great examples of that, I think. You got Michael and Patty Turner, known affectionately by their stage name, Boo Radley, known to many of you around town. They're a Tallahassee favorite. Well, they're going to be with me here in the second hour today, and we'll hear how they're doing, what they've been doing. They've been touring a bit. They've produced an album, and they're going to be here to share their thoughts and ideas and music, so it'll be good. And in the first hour, I'm going to have, in light of Thanksgiving week, keeping with our musical theme and our celebration of years gone by, we've got the Fried Turkeys, Frank Douglas and company, and they were kind enough to be with us back in 2014. And so we'll hear from them and hear some of their music. It's all good. And I have a couple of announcements for you before I forget, because, you know, I'm bad about that sort of thing. So here we have the St. John's Episcopal Church Market and Preview Party. Now, this is all coming up. Let's see, when is that? So it's Saturday today from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. And this is a fundraiser for St. John's Ministries and various local charities. If you want to go to this event, you can actually go online and purchase tickets. They're $10. You go to st-john.org/event. So that's good. That's for the preview party. If you go to the market, there's no charge for entry to the market. Both events open to the public. And again, that's at St. John's this afternoon, all the way through this afternoon. It started at 8 o'clock this morning here on the 20th and concludes at 2 p.m. Of course, you know this. St. John's Episcopal Church is downtown, 211 North Monroe Street. And some of those charities they will benefit, by the way, include Habitat for Humanity, Big Bend Hospice, Second Harvest, the Bach Parley String Academy, all kinds of good folks, the Alzheimer's Project, Grace Mission, and all of that because these good folks take it upon themselves to raise some money through this event, and it's just a good thing, all right? Let's see. I think that's about all I've got for you here at the moment. Yes, that's right. So the fried turkeys are coming up. You're going to enjoy this conversation, again, from 2014, Frank Douglas and his group. Don't forget you can find us online, TallahasseeTalks.com. Anytime you want to listen to some of our history, you can do so there. Go to the archive page, and it's all good just for you. Stay with me.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Super Signs. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Super Signs is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Super Signs. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Thanks for staying with us here in the second hour of this here fine radio show on this unusual afternoon when normally we're on the air at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning here at 93.3. We happen to have an opportunity to be here at 5 o'clock, and we're doing that because, you know, we try to play fairly with the fact that Florida had its game at noon, and so, yeah, you know, the Moose steps aside just to make it possible for you to hear the Florida Gators pregame show. I mean, come on. What kind of guy am I anyway? I mean, I'm on your side, am I not, U of F people? Even though I'm a Seminole to the core, brother. I bleed garnet and gold. Let me tell you that right now. So I think I'm being very open-minded about this. Okay, there, I've said that. And I will tell you that it's fortunate that I have with me three much more capable men than I am emotionally. Just a better class of individual. Frank Douglas is here with us, Nils Mann and Charles Johnson. These gentlemen are three of the members of a band here in town called the Fried Turkeys. And how cool is that? Here we are going into Thanksgiving week, and we're having the Fried Turkeys here. And, you know, if you've not seen those YouTube videos or the Facebook videos where the guy drops the 25-pound bird into the turkey cooker and sets his double wide on fire. I mean, just, you got to think about the fried turkeys being here in the face of the upcoming week, and we are delighted to have you gentlemen with us. How are you guys?
Thank you.
Great. Thanks for
hopefully we're not in danger for too long.
I was going to say, I mean, it's you know, somebody could get goofy and decide it's fried turkey week. Frank Douglas, one of those folks who have faithfully been a part of this band. How long has the Fried Turkeys been around?
I'm trying to recall.
Can you think back that far?
10 years.
10 years. And David Chapman was one of those founding members, right?
David and Nils and myself and another member, Jim.
Let's see. Yeah, okay.
Who is a retired professor?
Okay.
Of sociology, he played harmonica with us.
Yeah.
I
know Jim Orchid. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah,
okay.
He was back in the days when I was in graduate school in sociology. Yeah.
Right. Well, Jim played with us. We were just literally a Washington Street kind of jug band.
Sweet.
Is what we were.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed that from the website. Greasy hippie, what is it called? Kind of a down home neighborhood band.
Yeah.
What's it say? Greasy hippie roots country. I love that.
In fact, folks, if you've not done this, you ought to go to their website. It's friedturkeysband.com, and I'm reading from that for you. This says, "The combining a surprising blend of truly original music and a uniquely eclectic selection of covers, the Fried Turkeys will have you dripping in greasy hippie roots country music." We're going to have them with us through the hour. We're going to get a good dose of Fried Turkey here through this this opportunity to have such an interesting a group of men, too. Stories that kind of blend together. Niels, you've been a part of this for a while, and you're probably one of the younger of the group, I would imagine.
I'm the youngest now. Yeah. I originally played guitar in the band.
I see.
But I am definitely by far the youngest.
So we got Nils over here on drums, and we have Frank Douglas on, Charles Johnson on bass guitar, and we have Frank Douglas doing rhythm guitar and vocals. Guys, why don't you bless us with a song? This would be a great point of entry, I think, for us. So you lay it on us. We're going to sit back and relax a little bit.
We're going to do one as a song I wrote many, many years ago.
Yeah.
As far back as 1980.
Okay.
I had this car that was handed down to me from my grandmother. It was a 67 Plymouth Valiant, or 69 or something like that. And it was not a very classy car, but when you're in college and you have an uncool car, if you give it a name, it takes on this sort of character. And so Nick named it Prince, from the comic strip Prince Valiant. So I was at the time in school in Gainesville and driving down to Cedar Key almost every weekend. A buddy of mine had a restaurant down there, and I wrote this song about Prince. It's kind of in the same vein of Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airman, Hot Rod Lincoln kind of thing. So this is the Ballad of Prince. Got an old Plymouth we call Prince. It's a good old car, but I can't convince other boys to pass me like telephone poles. And it ain't real fast, and it ain't real pretty, and it ain't much fun to drive in the city, but on Highway 24, that sucker rolls. So roll, sweet Prince, me. The weekend's here, and I want to go to Cedar Key. You get the gas, and I'll get the beer. Soon I'll have us both in gear. Come on, Prince, and roll one time me. Now, Prince was once my grandma's car, and she never drove it very far. Mainly to church or the neighborhood grocery store. And you may laugh when you pass me by, but to that I have just one reply. Hey, hot dog, this car's paid for. So roll, sweet Prince, me. The weekend's here, and I want to go to Cedar Key. Get the gas and I'll get the beer. Soon I'll have us both in gear. Come on, Prince, and roll one time with me. Now when we cross the Levy County line, old Prince may honk, just feel so fine. Knows he ain't got too far left to go. And I start to feel a little cheap when I go rolling through Otter Creek, cause I can almost smell the Gulf of Mexico. Well, so roll, sweet Prince, me. Weekend's here and I want to go to Cedar Key. You get the gas and I'll get the beer. Soon I'll have us both again. Come on, Prince, and roll one time with me. I say you get the gas and I'll get the beer. Soon I'll have us both again. Come on, Prince, and roll one time with me.
Yeehaw, the Fried Turkeys here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday afternoon. Doesn't get any better than that, guys.
Thank you.
Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Every day, Sellers makes life a little better for homeowners, helping them find the best design ideas for their homes. with the best quality tile, carpet, and hardwood flooring. Even mosaics and ceramic and vinyl solutions are right there at their fingertips. Professional designers and seasoned advisors are ready with expert guidance to be certain they find the best solutions for their home. And best of all, Sellers works hard to bring the lowest prices and the highest quality products all in one location. That saves homeowners time and money. Maybe it's time for you to find the Sellers advantage for your home or your office. See for yourself this week at Sellers' spacious showroom, conveniently located on Capitol Circle Northeast, just north of Mahan Drive. Or find them online at sellerstile.com. Style, quality, and design at Sellers in Tallahassee. 656-8453.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic. You know, something clever. But that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Supersigns does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Supersigns is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Supersigns is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we are back, and we're talking with the Fried Turkeys, or a healthy representation of this band, Frank Douglas, Charles Johnson, Nils Mann. We should also mention Johnny Andrews and Caroline Matthews. And let's see, who else do we have here?
Don Horn. And Chapin Frazee.
So, folks, if you've not, and I think I left out Will Holloman, too. So he's down here.
Will will play with us from time to
Occasional
time.
Occasional drummer.
Okay. He was part of the, you know, the motivation for the inception of the band.
So tell us how the band got started. What's the history here?
Well, it started, I live on Washington Street, which is, and Nils lives over there as well. It's over in the Lafayette Park neighborhood. It's like a one-block street, very close-knit. All the families are very, very close. And we would have, a couple of times a year, have these street parties. And it would be cover dish. Everybody would bring something. Somebody would set up a grill, and we'd sit around and just have just great time together. Yeah. And some nights we'd sit around a fire pot and ended up bringing out guitars. And one night we sat around, and we were playing. And I guess it was late enough in the evening, and everybody had had enough to consume or whatever, that we actually looked at each other and thought, wow, we sound great, we should have a band, you know, which is probably the worst reason, you know, but you know, but it was myself and Nils, and the reason that the name, when we decided to actually have a band, was that David Chapman is our turkey fryer. Every year on the street, he sets up, every Thanksgiving morning he's frying turkeys. One morning I remember he did like 11 for friends and co-workers, and people bring them over the night before. And so he became renowned for turkey frying, and it just sort of like, I threw that out there, and it sort of felt like, I kind of like the name because it can mean a lot of different things
sure
to
enough.
A lot of different people.
Sure enough, yeah. Does Tallahassee have a sound, do you think?
Absolutely.
And what is that, do you think?
Actually, you know, the way that we describe our band, I think it actually has a lot to do with it. It's kind of a little hippie kind of roots vibe, and that extends even, I think, to the rock music that's played, and even to, you know, to a lot of the music in town tends to have, as a drummer, I've talked to a lot of the other drummers in town, and we all agree there's a Tallahassee beat,
right?
Which is more just kind of a feel, the way that you would feel a beat, and there's definitely, I think, a sound in general that extends to all the styles of music that are played, and it is kind of a hippie-ish, you know, little roots kind of vibe.
Do you think there's any kind of divide between, let's say, the college scene, and we'll talk about Gaines Street and such, versus Midtown or some of these other I mean, Bradfordville Blues Club. I mean, you've got venues that are not part of that college town environment.
Yeah, I think so.
And so then the music accordingly is different, do you think?
Well, in the college scene, I think you have more folks from out of town playing, you know, because it's you got the college guys who meet up, and they might not be from Tallahassee, so you get a little bit more of a, you know, diversity of you know, people bringing in their style from wherever they're from.
Right, yeah.
I've noticed a lot of the people from that are native Tallahassee people or have been here for a long time, especially for places like, you know, Mixlookie Land Co-op and those kind of places, they all hang out and play music and have, and their fathers were hanging out and playing music. And they, so there's a kind of style that's passed down, I think, and it is very much a Tallahassee style.
Well, we're here to help you celebrate that. Frank, I know you've got another song for us. What is it?
Yeah, well, this was at the impetus at the creation of this band. How it really came to be was my next door neighbor and dear friend Loran Osley and her husband Bill had a child that was born extremely premature. I think he was born at 22 weeks, weighed like a pound and a half at birth, and he was due in May, and he was born in January, and lived for the first, you know, 4 months of his life in neonatal intensive care unit. That October, he had come home in May, and in October they were going to have him baptized, and they asked me to be his godfather. And I felt so moved that the night before the baptism, I sat down and wrote a song. And because they kept nicknaming him Iron Will, his real name is Will Holloman, and they called him Iron Will because he refused to give up, and he struggled and made it and came home. So I wrote the song called Iron Will, which I'm going to play. Loran was very involved at that period in her life with the March of Dimes because it was a lot dealing with raising money to help for cases such as hers. And so she asked me to play at a fundraiser one time for the March of Dimes, and I did it solo. And then the next year she goes, "We need you to do that again." Well, the next year I had Nils and David and Jim with me, and so we came up, and that's when we said we're the Fried Turkey. So that was kind of at the beginning. This is a song we haven't played in years, and I just thought of it, and I thought, well, since it's kind of there, the genesis of the band.
One thing interesting to add is that Iron Will actually ended up becoming the Fried Turkey's first drummer.
That's one we were saying.
He is the occasional drummer. Will is 11 now. He's extremely talented.
Fantastic drummer. Yeah.
He plays in a band called W2. He and a 13-year-old, Walker Webb, play together, and they do some great stuff. He plays with us occasionally. You know, we were moving in a different musical direction than he was. He was a little more of a rock and roll drummer, and we were a little more rootsy Rat Attack kind of thing.
Right,
so,
right.
But we'll get together and I'm in the jam.
That's sweet.
He's a delight. So this is Iron Will, if I can recall how it goes. Came unexpected on a cold winter day, with no room for patience, you couldn't wait until May. The doctors and nurses worked under the strain to keep air in your lungs and blood in your veins. The vigil was on, blending hope with despair. Your mother and father only slept between prayers. But you were determined, unafraid to compete, to be one of the boys on Washington Street. So tell me, dear boy, what do angels look like? Did they tell you about Jesus? What hope did they give? God's ways are a mystery, he showed us his light. 'Cause he gave you a good soul and an iron will to live. Followed your progress through emails and calls, while trying our best to make sense of it all. We often discover what God's all about when we're walking the thin line between faith and doubt. Things often get better when we think they'll get worse, so we should count all life's blessings and not dwell on the curse. So why does God give us these mountains to climb? To teach us to climb them one step at a time. So tell me, dear boy, what do angels look like? They tell you about Jesus, what hope did they give? God's ways are a mystery, He showed us His life. 'Cause He gave you a good soul and an iron will to live. Dear boy, we don't know what the future will hold, so be kind to your parents and do what you're told. Remember to have faith and the Lord up above, and know that you're living in a home filled with love. So tell me, dear boy, what do angels look like? They tell you about Jesus, what hope did they give? God's ways are a mystery, He showed us His light. Cause He gave you a good soul and an iron will to live. And He gave you a good soul and an iron will to live.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back. We've got the fried turkeys with us, or at least the wing and maybe one of the legs.
We got the drumstick.
And the gizzard over here somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got Nils Mann and Charles Johnson, Frank Douglas, members of this here fine band called the Fried Turkeys. When you think about where we're going, okay, let's talk. Y'all have been in Tallahassee a while, and this whole show is about where we are, who we are, where we're going, and do any of us really want to go there? What are we after? And, you know, in the course of the last 4 years, we've had the pleasure, and it has been a pleasure, of talking with a lot of different people, some of them very well known, some of them hardly known at all, except among the very few people that they work with. But they're all very cool people doing very cool things. And I think those of you who know me know that I favor those people who are down in the trenches, who are working hard to try to make a difference and help us all find our place in the world. The thing I love about Tallahassee is that we really don't know the answer to that, I don't think, as well as we desire. And we're pushing aside some of those older definitions, some of the things that have defined us as a community, as we look forward and we think, well, we're more than a football team. We're more than a state capital. We're more than a big parade every spring. You know, we're more than a college campus. Now, we are people who find among ourselves a way of living and a way of caring for one another, a way of creating, a way of investing that makes this one of the best places in the world to live. And we've been identified as such. I mean, other people around the country will come here and say, what a great place to raise kids. And I always wonder what that meant. But I think I understand better now what that meant. I've raised four of them.
Yeah.
And I mean, none of them are in psychotherapy. So I think I've done okay, right?
Right.
You know, I get home at night and they're still alive. Hey, I've done my job. But they have found that Tallahassee is a place that they like living. They want to be here. And when they're not here, they try to get back here. And they're, you know, they're all grown up and such, and have their own lives and their own careers. But they are glad to say Tallahassee is their home. With your musical endeavor how has Tallahassee, do you think, Frank, influenced your songwriting, or has it?
Oh, it definitely has. Everything that I write is, so far, is based on some personal experience.
Mm.
Whether it be a song about my car, or my godson,
mm-hmm. Or Will Holloman,
mm-hmm. or
Iron,
you know,
Will,
or,
mm-hmm.
or relationships that went awry, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's always there. I think there's a sensibility that just becomes, you know, I think your community, your surroundings help shape the person you are, your personality. You can't help but feel that. I musically, I get inspired by what I hear by others. And I've heard a lot of really, really talented people in this town. And, you know, there's too many to list, even name, but there's so many great musicians in this town, not necessarily inspiring me to sound like them, but just inspiring me to, you know, get off my butt and
keep doing it
and play the guitar and sing and do things like that. I want to be part of a scene, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, we think so, too. We're glad you guys are here. I know you've got one more song for us.
Yeah.
Here we have the Fried Turkeys. And another fine tune from Frank Douglass and Company.
All right, this is a song I wrote about a year and a half ago, and I have to tell you the story so you can appreciate it. Being a big music fan, I would go to the Spirit of the Suwannee Music Park a couple times a year, Spring Fest and Magnolia Fest. A friend of mine was in charge of the merch tent operations, which sells all the CDs and T-shirts and stuff of all the bands that are playing there. So I would go down and help her sell these things, and I would get in free for this music festival. So I got, you know, 3 or 4 days of just great music, and all I had to do was work a shift every day selling the artist CDs. A year and a half ago at Springfest, it rained 3 of the 4 days down there, and so we couldn't put a lot of the CDs out. They were going to get wet, so we kept them in the back of this U-Haul trailer that was parked there. And if you've ever seen U-Haul does these great murals and things on the side, well, this one particular U-Haul actually had a picture of a very attractive woman with a roll of packing tape in her hand and, you know, her hair in a bandana, but still looking great. And by the third day, I told somebody, I said, I think I'm starting to fall in love with the U-Haul girl, because I've been in and out of that trailer so many times. And somebody said, there's a song for you. And so a couple months later, I sat down and wrote it. This is the U-Haul girl.
Stoplight down in Live Oak, gazing out from the back of a moving van. The kind of girl I'd like to meet, sort of sexy, sort of sweet, with a little bit of ginger and a little bit of Marianne. I'm in love with the U-Haul girl. I'm in love and I want to get hitched to U-Haul world with the cutest little figure, the teeth as white as pearls. I'm in love with the U-Haul girl. As she goes from town to town, she's always smiling, unaware that moving never looks that fun. But she won't put down the tape, she never takes a break, so my fantasy is always on the run. I'm in love with the U-Haul girl. I'm in love and I want to be hitched to U-Haul world with the cutest little teeth as white as pearls. I'm in love with a U-Haul girl. Now she hasn't got a clue what she is missing. If she'd stay and let me open up her doors to a world of touch and feel, I could make her smile for real. She wouldn't dream of leaving anymore. I'm in love with the U-Haul girl. I'm in love and I wanna be hitched to U-Haul world with the cutest little figure, the teeth as white as pearls. I'm in love with the U-Haul girl. Well, I'd like to think that we might have a future, but it's hard to catch a woman on the move.
Her perfume is gasoline, and the light is turning green. So I blew a kiss with nothing left to prove. I'm in love with the U-Haul girl. I'm in love and I wanna be hitched to U-Haul world with the cutest little figure, teeth as white as pearls. I'm in love with the U-Haul girl. Yes, I'm in love with the U-Haul girl. Yes, I'm in love and I wanna be hitched to U-Haul world with the cutest little figure, teeth as white as pearls. I'm in love with you all, girl.
The Fried Turkeys, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Thanks for being with us, guys. God bless you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So there you have, from 2014, our conversation with Frank Douglas and the Fried Turkeys. Hope you've enjoyed it on this Thanksgiving week. You stay with me, my friends. We'll have more after the top of the hour. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks.
In 1945, Jack Whiddon started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now, over 70 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom-cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Whiddon Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Whiddon because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Whiddon Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Whiddon wanted, and it's been the Whiddon way of doing business for over 70 years. Whiddon Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Whiddon Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or whiddenglass.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Flanagan. You're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to the second hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, bringing you all of the good that is this fine city of ours, around the region as well. In fact, you know, when you think of Tallahassee, you're really talking, I don't know, five, maybe six counties. So much of what happens for us in that metro area comes smack dab here in the center of this part of the country, and with Tallahassee having that sort of place in the world, and mentioned it in the first hour, some of these ideas have come about that are more recent, that in fact people can come from humble beginnings and actually do well for themselves. And now a lot of that has happened too because people have come in from other parts of the world and now make Tallahassee their home. And we've had a bunch of them all the way down the line for the last 10 years as we've brought those folks to you in conversation about an idea or a concept that they're working, or a business opportunity, or some ministry that they've established. Or sometimes it's just a perspective. Maybe they're involved in life coaching, or they're an author, you know, all kinds of neat stuff like that. I think of the conversation we had of late with Darko Buderitz. He was with us this last week, and Michael Hanawalt, both of them accomplished for their careers in music, choral music and symphonic music, orchestral music. And guess what? They're not from Tallahassee. In fact, Darko grew up in Belgrade, or was from Belgrade and grew up in Seattle. So there you go. But what that does, I think, and it's a healthy thing, is challenge us to think beyond our own agrarian roots, think beyond our own agricultural beginnings, where, in fact, we're not just, you know, growing peas and cotton anymore. And more importantly, we are not bound to the things that we inherited. You know, so I don't really care if you're nine generations deep, you know, and if, you know, your great-great-great-granddaddy owned my great-great-great-granddaddy. That's not what it's about. It's really about each of us individually and even collectively, corporately, finding opportunity to work together. And of course, that means crossing the lines, doesn't it? Whatever those lines may be. I mean, if you find yourself in possession of opportunity to work with whomever, well, then I say go for it. And it may or may not work, but take the initiative to get involved with an organization that maybe you are unfamiliar with. Let's talk about the John G. Reilly Museum. It's a great example. Now, this museum is under the purview of the city of Tallahassee, and as such brings to us this remarkable presentation of American, African-American history and culture. Well, recently they were awarded close to $300,000. In fact, it was $246,250, a grant for archival digitization. Wow. So the city of Tallahassee with the museum received this three-year grant that'll enable them to support cross-organizational efforts to digitize its vast archival collection in partnership with Florida State University Libraries and the Reilly Museum Archives at Tallahassee Community College. It's remarkable where you've got educational institutions working with one another, you've got public and private working together, and the core mission for each organization is this partnership in sharing the stories of people in the communities. What a great idea. Think about it in terms of your own personal life. Think about the families in your neighborhood. And I mean within walking distance of your home. Or think about those businesses that you have dealings with all the time. Well, what are they doing for their employees? You know, maybe you ought to call one of those business owners, whoever your contact may be, and say, hey, are you doing anything special for your employees for Thanksgiving? Yeah, find out what kind of is working there. What, do they get a free turkey or a gift card to a local eatery? Or how does that work? Or do they gather? I mean, a lot of companies will do a big lunchtime sort of gathering for everybody. What does that look like when we get beyond our confines? And maybe we decide, well, what if we were to pony up with this other business and we do kind of a grand thing, a bigger thing? Maybe we pool our resources. Times are tough. Yeah, this last 18 months has been brutal. It's tough when you are shut down, not by any choice, but by mandate. Your employees decide, well, I got to go find some other work some other place. Or they move out of town to do so. Oh, and by the way, the customers you had, yeah, well, they found other providers. I mean, that's just a death sentence. So here you are trying to make that all come back together. You don't just walk out there and snap your fingers. Yeah, and, you know, whatever public assistance you've been able to garner, either through local or federal opportunities, right? Grant programs and loans and jazz. It's still the business of the business. So what are you doing then to find resource, opportunity among other business owners? Not a bad idea. How about churches? Have you thought about your church reaching out to another church? Not of your denomination? Not even on your side of town, maybe? It's just saying, look, let's pony up here. Let's do some things together that could help more people. Well, that's kind of what you're going to hear in this next closing portion of our broadcast today. And I've got Patty and Michael Turner. Boo Radley, they're called. Been out there for many years performing their style of music, a kind of folksy, very personal, message-driven kind of music. And they're very popular among their fans and available online. You can go to their particular website, booradley.hearnow, as in H-E-A-R, hear, listen, right? Hearnow.com. Great stuff. We're going to have them. We're going to have one of their latest songs in the remaining portion of the show. But you're going to find out from them how they have persevered. I mean, they were just getting to the point where they were pretty steady, performing live around the region, and then comes Hurricane Michael. And like so many businesses, Hurricane Michael blew them away. Sorry for the cheap pun. But they fought back, and they have found their footing again. They now live in Nashville, where they've produced a couple of new songs. We're going to have one of those for you as we hear from two very inspired and inspiring road warriors. These are folks who just know how to keep going. And they've got a little surprise for you. I think you're going to find this inspiring here on this Thanksgiving week. Remember, you can find us online, TallahasseeTalks.com. If you have a guest or a topic in mind, don't forget to email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Always a good thing to do. Find us on Facebook at Tallahassee Talks.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Supersigns does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs, too. So for your business or your birthday party, Supersigns is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Supersigns is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
Michael and Patricia Turner have been performing as an original acoustic musical duo since 2014. 7 years later, they are still carving their way through the Southeast, known as Boo Radley. They started here in Tallahassee and then worked their way along the Gulf Coast. Great seafood, so that was a smart move. All the way over to Panama City, Boo Radley, they've enjoyed doing, close to 700 live shows. Makes me tired thinking about that. Man alive. And then when Hurricane Michael took its toll on the panhandle, yeah, they lost most of their work. And like a lot of artists, things just got really, really tough. So they realized a need to be more centrally located. And by the end of 2019, they moved to Nashville. And now we have them back with us for this entire segment of the show. Let's welcome Boo Radley. Hey.
Glad to be
Patty,
here.
Yeah, thanks for having
and
us.
And Michael. Yeah. Do you characterize your music as folk music, or people ask what
others
kind of...
do. We really don't know how to characterize it. We tell people we're a rock band trapped in an acoustic duo.
That characterizes it best, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But it's kind of strange because country songs come out of us, and a lot of people want to throw us into the Americana genre because of the one guitar. Mm-hmm. But I think our songs tell a story so much that it qualifies us more as folk.
Yeah.
That seems to be what folk music is defined by, the storytelling.
Maybe that's true. I think you have, from my, what do I know, my humble perspective here, the notion that your first approach, your first connection with the audience is the vocals. It's very highly, it's not particularly advanced performance, instrumental performance. It's really easy to listen to. It connects well.
Thanks.
So you lead with, I think, your message, right?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where you're at on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good observation. We really have always tried to be a little bit more about the message than the music.
Yeah.
So I think in doing that, we don't necessarily fold ourselves into one genre per se. I think recently we've tried to record stuff that was a little more on the rock side because that's where we come from. But we do like keeping it real simple.
Speaking of that, you did produce this CD now, yes. What, about a year ago or so?
The EP or the new stuff?
The new stuff.
The new stuff we've just produced recently, and we still actually have 3 out of 5 songs to finish.
I see.
We've only released the first 2.
Okay. And in that respect, you were, I mean, it's fair to say you're self-funded, and I don't know too many artists that are not, especially if you haven't signed with anybody, and so you're carrying your own water. That's kind of the life that a lot of musicians are living anyway, but it's especially true, I think, in Tallahassee. We've got maybe a smattering of, and I think of guys like Royce Lovett, but when you talk to Royce, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. You get a record deal, you may not get what you're thinking you're going
to
get.
Well, and in his case, he gets split, you know, because they want to keep trying to figure out how to sell records, and they don't necessarily respect where he's at as an artist.
Right. It's not about the artist, really.
No. It's about selling records and then finding a radio station format that'll carry the tune.
And good luck selling music.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, music
right.
Is really looked at as a saleable commodity these days.
Indeed. Now, let's talk a little bit about that, too. How can we get your music? Where are you online that I can go and find
you? Well, we
you?
Have one gathering place. It's booradley.hearnow.com, H-E-A-R, and that's, you know, like you want to hear the music now. And that's the page that you can get to all of the outlets. So if you're an Amazon Music person, if you're an iTunes person, if you're Spotify, you can get our music on all of those
it's
outlets.
It's all Boo Radley music. That's the key. If you just put in Boo Radley, you'll never find us.
Because Robert Duvall beats us every time.
If you put Boo Radley music, we'll be probably the only thing that'll pop up for a couple pages.
Hopefully, But so if you're a Spotify person, just look up Boo Radley music.
So, booradley.hearnow, H-E-A-R, hearnow.com.
And that's like the gathering
point.
That's
a link site for all the streaming
all
services,
of those.
Really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it that has, I guess, pushed you forward? Because a lot of folks in your circumstance that I've seen, I mean, their bleached bones are found along the roadside.
Yeah, I mean, we're there. We're at that point. Because, whichever streaming outlet you use, Spotify, for instance, we make 0.008 cents per stream.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous. There's no way to make a living off of it. So live shows have been
Our
bills.
It's all
really?
And
butter.
Then COVID. So COVID pulled that rug out from under us. So we really, I don't know, especially an original artist that's not floundering.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
You know, and the odds are stacking against us pretty much as far as making money with our music. But we're taking a whole different direction now. We've decided to turn the ship around. And we are doing more of an outreach thing. We're not going to do bars and restaurants and stuff. We are going into prisons.
Wow.
And
rehab shelters, women's rescue centers, homeless shelters.
Cool.
Yeah. And so this morning we got fingerprinted so that we go to the training portion of it, and then we will be qualified to go in as volunteers in every prison in the state of Florida.
How neat is that?
It's very cool. We're really excited.
You said this, Michael, that your music has always been message-driven, and I like that. It reminds me of the fact that your personal history includes having spent a number of years in Christian ministry, working with young people and such. You've never lost that with all that you've done and all you're doing. And here you turn around and now you're going in again in another way to bring what? To bring your message? To bring a message?
Yeah, really. I mean, I've always been pretty gospel-centric. But, you know, there's obviously we all have seasons in our life where we're in different places. And but for us, we just always have realized, even as we've done Boo Radley, that the message of our music is affecting the audience in a much greater way than even the music itself or the performance. I mean, when we first started playing down on the Gulf, we would be in just a regular bar, and we've had multiple times where entire tables of people started crying during the song. So
Sorry, for good reasons.
Yeah, so
right.
Yeah, like, stop, please, they cry when I sing, but it's not the same.
And
so for us, even when I was playing with Common Zins and I was making more money because I was playing, well, not more money than we do now, but I was making money then playing cover songs in those kind of rooms. But that has never been the driving force for either of us with Boo Radley. We just never desired to make a living playing other people's music in bars and restaurants. We really wanted to be a concert act and be recording artists and release the music the way we hear it. And we're very happy that that's happened. Now we've put out music that we're really proud of, and we feel like we represented it the way we wanted it to sound, you know, in recorded form. But now we're just saying, you know, we want to continue focusing more on the message and really get, bringing hope to people who are hopeless, and try, kind of going to the outcast people of society, kind of the forgotten folks who get left by the wayside sometimes. And I believe that there's a lot of redemption that can happen there, because sometimes all it takes is one person to hold their hand out and lift you up.
Man,
and Patty and I have had a great opportunity to help people in their life by even allowing them to move into our home for a period of time. You just see how sometimes just, you know, giving somebody a dry pair of socks will make a huge difference in their life.
Yes.
we like that more than all the hoopla and the glitz and glamour of the music business. We actually kind of hate the whole business of music, because it's really not about a message or a mission. It's about money. If you don't love money and just want money, you're going to bump heads eventually.
Yeah.
And even at the level we're at, which is pretty low, we've already butted heads with people who want us to do things that are, you know, against our integrity in order to promote ourselves.
Make a buck.
Yeah, we hate self-promotion and self-marketing. So.
Well, listen, man, we're here to help promote you any way we can, and we're glad that you're a part
you guys
of this broadcast.
Fine.
Yeah, okay, good. Michael and Patty Turner, they're with us through the rest of the hour. They are known as Boo Radley, and they are your friends. So stay with me. We got more.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, talking to Boo Radley, our good friends, Patty and Michael Turner. We started this whole conversation about being road weary, but there's a whole lot to that that seems to me to have a lot more to do with not just your immediate circumstances, but the whole genre, I guess, the whole, like you said, the business, the industry of music. So for young artists or old artists, you know, trying to navigate through all that, figure out what your place is in all that. That's tough, isn't it?
It's very tough. Definitely. Because it keeps shifting underneath of us.
And we're not young artists.
You know?
As a duo, we're relatively young, I guess.
Yeah.
Seven and a half years.
Really, truly are stacking higher and higher and higher against musicians making a living.
Yeah.
Think about it. Bob Dylan has sold his entire library. Tina Turner has sold hers. Paul McCartney has sold his. What does that tell us?
Yeah, what does that tell you when all the big songwriters are selling their entire catalog?
Right.
It tells us that it's a scary deal on every level.
Yeah.
You know?
In that respect, here you come to this point in your careers and with this particular presence, Boo Radley, and you decide, you know what, we're going to find those people who really need us most, whether that's in a prison setting or maybe a halfway house or wherever it is that you have opportunity to bring the message. What is that message?
For me, there's hope. There's always hope, you know, and we've both been knocked down so many times to where we're on our knees, and here we are still standing.
You're still here.
You know, and have joy in our lives every single day, not continually, you know, we're not the happiest people all day long every day, but we keep coming back to that joy, and to us, it's joy because we believe in God and believe in Jesus. Whether you believe in Jesus or not, there's still hope.
Yeah.
And we hope that you'll come around to believing in Jesus, but we can't tell people what to believe in. But we can tell them that they're not alone. And chances are very good that there's another human being out there that's been through what you're going through. And you can pick yourself up.
Indeed.
Yeah. You know? Letting people know that that someone loves them and beyond just the Lord loves them. He created us all. But for us, we've seen so many people give testimony to how the music has been therapeutic to them or, you know, ministerial.
Right.
And so obviously I always, people that know me, I'm a pretty overtly gospel guy. I think even more so than a lot of what's called contemporary Christian music in my message, because I don't back off from the truth of God's word. And I am a true believer and a follower of Jesus Christ. And so not every song has to be like that to me. I'm an artist too, and I believe that we write about real situations. And, you know, you read through the Psalms or something in the Bible and you realize, oh, this is just a regular person who was dealing with ups and downs of life and challenges and things like that. And so, like I said, we really are more excited about ministering with the music than just entertaining.
In fact, so much of our culture, it seems, is oriented around entertainment. Mm-hmm. And it's to the point where we're not happy at any juncture, at any moment, because we're looking for that next fix. We're looking for that next high. For many years, I spent in private practice with a partner of mine, and we provided mental health counseling and drug and alcohol counseling, all kinds of stuff, family therapy. Mm-hmm. And I had a good mentor in that, Jack Golden. And he said to me one time, he said, you know, cocaine is the most difficult against alcohol. Alcohol is a disease that, Jelinek, a guy named Jelinek, wrote a book called The Merry-Go-Round Called Denial.
I remember that guy.
So, so alcohol has its uniqueness in destroying lives. But cocaine, he said, is the kind of high that the first one you ever have is the highest, and you'll spend the rest of your life and your fortune trying to get back to that.
Yeah.
And it is the most, and I mean, I worked with a lot of them, people who just would sell everything they had and every person in their life to get back to that thing, and they never, ever would.
Yeah.
You come in and say, you know, we get it, because we've all been down there, and we'll be there again.
Yeah.
Turn around. We're right behind you, standing in line, looking for hope, looking for direction, looking for somebody who says, you know what, I care.
Yeah.
And I may not be able to solve all your problems, but I'm willing to join up with you in the problems you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Brian, one of the things along with what you said is that people don't realize that, especially things like addiction, it's going to take you further than you want to go. Uh-huh. It's going to cost you more than you want to pay, and it's going to definitely keep you longer than you want to stay.
Yeah.
And when you recognize that, you realize that you're up against a, you know, a serious enemy.
Patty,
and
when you're performing and you look out at that audience, do you have those moments when you'll kind of connect with somebody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tell
almost
me about
every
that.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it brings me to tears, you know, and it's really, really powerful. And so I'm the lyricist for the most part, and I write through a lot of pain, because we have an adult son who's serving prison time. He's a recovering addict. As of yesterday, 18 months sober.
Cool.
And we're believing that it's the beginning of a lifetime of sobriety.
There you go.
And so I write a lot of these songs through the pain of, you know, dealing with his addiction and what it's done to the family and all of this stuff. So I really feel the level of grief that I write through touches the level of grief that someone else may be experiencing. You know, I think it's actually a vibrational thing, and that it grabs them.
Yeah.
And you can see, sometimes you can watch the exact moment when they just feel it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I start crying, and I have to divert my attention and, you know, wipe my face.
Got to get back on track here, folks.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, and you've said this, I think you've said this. If you haven't, you probably have thought so, that music is this amazing ability to penetrate, to open up those internal membranes, right?
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've always thought of it as a way of sort of dilating the soul.
Huh. Yes,
right?
It is. That's very good.
That's so great.
So, you know, you go to your ophthalmologist and he puts some drops in your eyes, and so your eyes dilate. You get to look inside of what's going on,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it also makes that person then in a better place to receive what you're bringing.
Yeah.
And you can't explain that, and you don't have to.
Right.
Yeah. It's like
you just know it.
All music, not everyone will admit it, but all music has some sort of a spirit behind it, a
Indeed.
Message behind it.
Indeed.
And
well, you said earlier that you'd be down there at some oyster shucking bar, you know, mm-hmm. and there'd be a table full of people over yeah. there just, you know, boo-hooing.
Yeah. And that wouldn't happen if we were playing Jimmy Buffett. I mean, you know, it's a different message.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different.
Yeah. Well, although, again, I mean, you know, Jimmy's got some inspiring music.
He does.
It's not taking anything away from, you know.
No, nothing. Right.
Parrot, you know what I mean.
Come on. Jimmy. Folks, it's our pleasure always to bring you the people who make this town what it is. And that is, in my humble opinion, the best natural resource we have. And so here we have Patty and Michael Turner. They're Boo Radley. Loved by so many around this part of the country and now make their home in Nashville. But because they love the Moose so much, they
yes,
decided to spend the afternoon here with us. And we're glad to have them. Glad that you're with me. You stay tuned. We're going to have more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic. You know, something clever. But that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Supersigns does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs, too. So for your business or your birthday party, Supersigns is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Supersigns is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Patty and Michael Turner, known to you affectionately as Boo Radley. They're with us for the duration of today's broadcast, and delightfully, they have brought with them one of their latest releases called 64 Bright Colors. So let's take a moment and enjoy some fantastic music from Boo Radley.
Mama never said she loved me, but she gave us all her time. We didn't really have much money, but we got along just fine. I could see her dreams were hanging real close to the ground as she fed us every penny Daddy earned. She told me that she loved me without uttering a sound. I learned to take a word for what it's worth.
And I am grateful for these lessons learned. I am grateful for these lessons learned.
Daddy, he died too early, but I still can hear his words. Choose praying over worry. Don't play with fire, you won't get burned. He showed us by example how you get a day's work done. Then he came home to be with his wife, three daughters and two sons. We always looked ahead to his return. And I am grateful for these lessons learned. I am grateful for these lessons learned.
Music from Boot Radley, one of their latest, 64 Bright Colors. Patty, talk about that song.
Well, that is a true story about my childhood, actually. And someone said, oh, you wrote, that's such a sad song. It's not. It's a song about gratitude. So we didn't grow up rich. And my mom was this real tough German stoic woman. She never said she loved me, ever. She never said those words. On her deathbed, I said, I love you, and she said, be careful. And that means, I love you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And my dad died real young. That's the second verse, you know. And But they instilled in my siblings and in me such a great spirit of, I think, endurance and just knowing what counts. You know, I had the happiest childhood. I'm so very grateful. For my childhood. And we didn't have a lot. We didn't need a lot.
It's an interesting perspective when we talk about love. And my goodness, would you think that Americanized way of thinking of love is not particularly sustainable? I mean, I wonder when somebody says, do you love me? Do they really have any concept of what that means? Right. What you've described from your mother's perspective, well, love is doing things for you that make it possible for you to go on living.
That's it.
There.
And she made me a strong woman.
Make you stronger.
Yeah.
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 But we're looking for those hallmark moments when it's just all sweet and loving and it's everything you can do for me.
Right.
That's how I know that I'm loved. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's more about the feeling of being loved, whether you've done for me or not.
And knowing and just feeling, it instills a confidence in you and it makes you feel like you do have solid ground under you, you know? Even if it's just momentary and it's fleeting from time to time, you still keep coming back to feeling grounded because that innate love has been instilled in
Indeed.
You.
Indeed.
You know, and one of the lines is, she told me that she loved me without uttering a sound. I never doubted my mother's love for one second.
Interesting.
You know, and so I'm really grateful.
So it happens, Michael, when you and I have talked about this before, too. You go across the country, you go among people that you're close with personally.
Mm-hmm.
You're out there playing at different gigs and stuff, but there's a commonality. There's this hunger then for every person looking for that connection. They're looking for that affirmation that they're okay, that they're accepted, and that means, when Patty's terms, I mean that means yeah, there will be dinner on the table tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think it was DC Talk that said love is a verb.
Yeah.
So, and there's a verse in the Bible that talks about us receiving comfort from God so that we're able to comfort other people when they're in the same boat. So I've experienced that literally in the past several years, having lost my oldest son 4 years ago.
Yes, I remember.
And then right after that, several people that I knew lost children, and guess who they called? And so I was thankful to be able to offer them that comfort in their time of need.
Yes, you did. And
I mean, that's what love is, really.
It is, isn't it? And I want to say, folks, if you've had an opportunity in this portion of our show today to connect with these two, they're connectors. They're open receptors and givers. And we pray that their work will continue.
Thus far, it's continued rather nicely.
Not an easy road to walk, but you're walking it. And in and of itself, I think that says back to you and I, all of us listening right now, don't give up the ship. Keep hoping. Keep believing.
Yeah.
That's the message that Boo Radley is bringing to us today, and that's the message that they'll continue to bring as they go forward. Both of you, thank you for making the effort. I know it was
a bit
of a work to get here today, but you did it.
It's just a thrown out back.
just only injuries.
Just a few things in the path, but you're used to that.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, it's what we do here. It's called Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're the production of Spatterwork Media and Entertainment, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat Radio Online, bringing all of Tallahassee's musicians their original songs all the time. We call it the Sound of Tallahassee. Moose Magnificat online at moosemagnificat.com. Carl Cerny is our executive producer, and I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.